at the Broncos team hotel here in Miami. Pleased to be joined by Dick Stockton, who will be calling the game tomorrow for Fox. Dick, this is Vance Joseph's return to Miami. What do you think that experience will be like for him?
I think he wants to win a game. I think that Adam will be thinking about his experience in Denver or Vance's experience here. Those are outside effects. I think what happens in a season like this, no matter where you are in the standings, you work to win the game. You work during the week to win the football game. That's all either one of them wants to do. So I don't think they're thinking of that, maybe after the game.
In your experience here, Broncos have lost 7 games in a row. What is it going to take for them to just get out of this funk here recently?
I think it's execution. I think when teams execute, they do pretty well. I think it's obvious for both teams that they've had a quarterback carousel. When you use more than one quarterback in a season, the chances are the result's not going to be good. When you turn the ball over as many times as these have, Denver's a minus 16 and Miami's a minus 10. Those two things alone are going to give you the kind of records they have.
I know that you don't do a lot of Broncos games, but do you enjoy mixing it up, getting the AFC teams once in a while?
Well, this year we've had more AFC teams than NFC teams.
Oh, really?
Yes, Mark and I and our production team. In fact, we've had maybe one or two games that were all NFC. So we've seen the Chargers. We've seen the Cincinnati Bengals. We've seen the Dolphins twice, and so on. And so we have seen a lot of AFC teams, and they're part of the NFL, and I love to see them.
You've been doing this for so long. Where does that passion come from, and what gets you excited today?
Well, that's a great question. The passion comes from when I was like 9, 10 years old, and I've been watching football, all sports, but football for 60 years. And I remember the first game I ever saw was the Giants against the Cleveland Browns at the Polo Grounds in 1951, probably a couple of years before you were born. And so I've been watching football for a million years, and I have seen games, and what's exciting is I love the games. It's a blank screen, and it's live human drama that's going to unfold, and no matter what anyone predicts or whatever they feel the way it's going to be, nobody has any idea what's going to happen in the 3 hours that's going to unfold, and they can talk about last week or what they do. Those things don't mean anything. It's what happens in the game, and I think the fans at home are watching. That's all they care about.
Well, we're looking forward to your call tomorrow. Dick, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bill, my pleasure.